Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, hi, it's 03848.
Okay, that was 03848.
Yeah.
Okay, and may I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Catherine Botticelli. And actually, the spelling of Catherine has been wrong. I don't know if you want to change that.
I got a C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Oh, well, that's interesting because my package comes with the K. Let me see what it says. It says K-A-T-H-R-I-N-E.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the warehouse got confused or something. But the for your actual account, we got everything as the C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Can you verify your address for me?
4 King Pine Way, Kingston, New Hampshire.
All right. Thank you for that. I do have your account pulled up here where you're getting our Omax 3 Ultra Pure 2-month subscription. I'm showing the last shipment was ordered on December the 17th.
Yeah, see, I had written a note to myself, and unfortunately I didn't write a reminder about canceling my order before December 17th. So the order went through. I did get a box that I guess has maybe two months worth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to work because apparently I guess I was getting charged a higher amount. And when I spoke with, Ashley on 429.20, she said that I should be charged $48 and not the $79.95 that I have been charged. So I'm just curious, in getting this new package here, how much did they charge my credit card?
Okay, the last shipment, I'm showing that you were getting, let's see what happened, and I can explain it to you. Okay, and originally when you were getting your shipments, you were being billed to $79.95, but I'm showing that I think we needed to update your card information. When we got your card information updated, we were able to give you a discounted price for your subscriptions to continue. So back in April, they updated everything else for you to get your shipments cut in half, I think at the price of $48. So the last shipment that you received, you were only billed $48.
So that's $48 for 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is an ongoing shipment. Your next shipment is not due to come out until February the 15th.
Okay. So if I do want to cancel.
That's the day you'll be billed, and then your order will ship out on the 15th of February.
Okay. So in order to not be billed again, when would I have to call you?
If you don't want to be billed again, we can go ahead and get the account canceled. But if you want me to just simply pause your account for you, do you need a little bit more time in between your subscriptions? Because I can't extend that account out because, again, you're getting it at that discounted price. And if we do go ahead and stop the account, that'll lock out that discounted price that you're receiving. And then when you want to restart your account, I can't guarantee you that they'll offer you that $48 pricing.
So is it normally $79.95 for 2 months worth?
That is the normal price. But when you call back in, they gave you their employee discount. So they cut it in half.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess go ahead. So when could you pause it? Like, how long can you pause it?
If you want me to, I can extend it out an additional 2 months. So instead of you getting your next shipment in February, you get it in April.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to see whether it actually makes a difference or not. You know, yeah, why don't we do that? And so could you give me your name again? I apologize.
Sure, that's okay. It's Shani, and I do spell that S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay.
So instead of February the 15th, we want to go to April?
Yeah, so pause the account until it'll start at like April. What date will they have to, like if I want to decide to cancel it, what date will I have to call back?
Well, right now I'm going to extend the account out for you until April the 15th. If you get close to April the 15th date, and you're like, you know, beginning of April, you're not sure whether or not you want to go ahead and continue, just make sure you give us a call on the 1st of April before you build on the 15th, because you'll be billed on the 15th.
Okay, so call to cancel by April 1. Cancel by April 1, 2021. Okay, and I'll put a reminder on my phone this time.
Okay.
So we'll just do that. I'll see if I feel better in the next, 2 weeks, because I actually, I mean, 2 months, I sort of went. So I did pause it, right? Like, besides this package that you just sent me, how long ago was the previous package sent?
The last one that you received was back in April before your December shipment.
But April, May, June, July. So if you're sending it every 2 months, that wouldn't work, right?
Yeah, that's from this account right here. This is the last shipment that I'm showing. You were on track as far as getting your shipments for February, then getting them in April. And then I'm not sure as to what happened after April, but then you end up restarting this account. So that's how you got your order on for December.
Hmm. All right. But you're sure that I was only billed the $48?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'll call before April 1st if I do want to. But then you're saying I'm locked in for the $48 rate.
Yeah, that's going to be your locked-in price as long as your account remains open.
Hey, can you just tell me which credit card I have on file?
Sure. Give me just another moment. Let me finish updating this on here so we can get the hold on there for April the 15th, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I got that screen updated. Let's see what card that we do have on file. We got the Visa ending in 0210. And that one's going to expire in February. So make sure that you do give us a call back when you get your updated card information before February. So we can make sure we keep your locked in price for your $48, okay? Are you still there?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I just
okay.
To see
Ooh,
which card.
Thought I lost you.
Yeah.
I was about to call you back.
They couldn't send me a new. Do you hear me?
Yeah. The Visa doesn't expire until February the 21st. So once your new card comes in, make sure you give us a call back so we can get that new card updated in the system so we can keep having you locked in with that $48 price.
Okay, but I just wanted to see. I'm just curious to see what card it's on. So just
it's ending in 8210.
So that's my USAA card. Should I put it on another card that's expiration date? Yeah, maybe I should put it on a different card. Well, you know, do you know when they usually send out the new cards?
Normally probably like a month or a couple of weeks before it's the month that it expires. So you should receive your new card next month, within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because I kind of would like to keep it on that card, but I'm just curious as to why they didn't send a new card, or why the expiration date is that. So, I'm just looking for my card itself just so I can check it. I have so many credit cards. So USAA, right, it says it expires 2/21. You're right. Okay, well, they didn't send me a new one yet.
Yeah, but once they do send a new one, it's probably going to be the same 16 digits but just a different expiration date. So when you do receive the new card, just give us a call and we can update it for you.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there anything else I may help you with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And before I do let you go, I'm just looking over your account. I'm only showing that you were getting out Omax Ultra Pure products. Have you tried our vitamin D supplements? You know, it's winter. We're not getting out as much as usual, and that is our sunshine in the bottle that does help with immunity as well as your bone health.
I actually do. I take vitamin D.
Okay. All right. Is it 93.9% pure?
It's pure enough.
Okay. Well, in the event that you do want to switch over and get all of your products to be Omax 3 products, we can get that ordered for you. And I actually do have a promotionary offer for you right now to get a one-month shipment of that vitamin D added to the account today for $9.95.
Yeah. You know, I kind of get my vitamins. discounted because I get 20% off at my pharmacy.
Okay.
So I'm just going to continue with that. But thank you for your offer.
No problem. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you, Ms. Botticelli. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Nope, that'd be it. So have a happy new year.
You as well. Thank you again for calling OMAX Health.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.